This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hey all, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Lost Canyon in the Lost Creek Wilderness in Colorado. And today we're going to talk about Switzerland. Switzerland has some really tough decisions ahead of it in the next few months. Very short history of Switzerland. Has been a neutral country for quite some time, has been armed to the teeth quite some time, but in the period, especially after World War II and especially after the Cold War system ended, Swiss defense has kind of withered away. You can basically buy an exemption to the draft. Their military recruitment has basically fallen off, and they've shut down most of the bunkers that they used to be once famous for. They've done this because in the post-Cold War world, we all got along, and the European Union literally surrounds them completely, and they fear no invasion from their near neighbors. The Ukraine war was a rude awakening to them, just like all the other Europeans, and now they're part of the coalition that's supporting the Ukrainians. But they don't have enough national defense right now to really be worthy of the name in the traditional sense. That's number one. Number two, because they're neutral, they have always followed laws their own way, and this made them an offshore banking center. You wanted to launder money, you'd put it there. You were a tinpot dictator, you put it there. No one would ask you questions. Until a little guy by the name of Barack Obama said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. We want to tax that money. So the Obama administration leaned very, very heavily on the Swiss government and played a part in something called the Financial Asking Task Force. And basically, Zurich shut down his international money laundering center. It's still a financial center, but if you want to do something illegal, you probably need to go to Cyprus or Dubai or something like that. So that's another major industry gone. Third, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention the last 30 years, but the Eurozone hasn't had the best time versus the other major economic blocs in the world. And Switzerland, their number one trading partner, is the collective European Union. And so we saw the Swiss currency gradually go up and up and up and up and up versus the euro, which in trade-weighted terms has gone down, 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 down until very recently. That means that Swiss industry is broadly uncompetitive, especially in things like agriculture. So that leaves the Swiss with two choices. Number one, subsidize the crap out of it, which is what they do say for their dairy industry. It's beautiful. The farms are amazing, but they're definitely subsidized and not cost conscious. Let's just say that. And then second, their manufacturing has had to get better and better and better in order to move up the value chain so they can swallow the higher currency. So their products are all luxury goods that people will pay for regardless of what the price is. So Swiss watches basically became a national strategy. This led them in the last 30 years to really go into biotech, especially drugs and medications. And that brings us to the current day. Donald Trump has put tariffs on countries that are not based on trade practices, but are based on how much you sell sell to the United States versus how much the United States sells to you. That's the only fact. Well, that's one of two factors. The other factor is whether Donald Trump likes you or not. He doesn't like Switzerland, and the Swiss sell a lot of medications and things to the United States. They also sell gold, but Trump loves gold, so he made gold a carve-out. There's no tax on Swiss gold. Anyway, what this means is we now have a 39% tariff. It's one of the highest out there. And Swiss industry is scrambling and in some cases shutting down because it's just not viable for them anymore. So the Swiss basically need to do one of three things. Number one, they need to find a way to make Donald Trump like them. They couldn't find a way to make Barack Obama like them, so I don't think that's going to work. Number two, they have to relocate all of their drug manufacturing somewhere else. Trump would obviously like to come to the United States. He has said that we are going to have tariffs on medications coming soon. No idea what those numbers are going to be for sure, but the numbers that have been leaked out of the White House suggest somewhere in the 30 to 100% range. So it's not clear that the Swiss have an interest of putting in the United States because that's only one of their markets, and the sales for each individual market don't really justify putting it all there, and you'd lose all your economies of scale if they put some in the EU and some in Japan and some in the United States. They're not sure what to do there. I don't blame them. Or third, shift their political alignments. The single largest chunk of Swiss trade is with the European Union. The European Union is a larger entity and can stand up to Trump's Berlin a little bit better, can get it negotiate a better trade deal. So if the Swiss were to join the EU, that would solve some of their problems. Now, the Swiss really do not want to do that. They value their neutrality, they value their independence, and the independence is not just Switzerland as a state. It goes down to the local level. Like the United States has states, they have something called cantons, and almost all major decisions in foreign policy and trade and immigration and everything have to pass through approval of each individual canton. I mean, this is a country that did not make it legal for women to vote until 1991 because one German canton was holding out. And so for them to join the EU, they would first need to amend their constitutional structure so that this is not how decision-making happens in Switzerland, because the EU will never let them in if the Swiss just gum up everything just by being Swiss. So either the Swiss are going to have a catastrophic reduction in their standard of living as industries basically can no longer function in the new environment, or they have to get in bed with the monster that is at the door, and that's the European Union. Not a great position to be in, but that's where they are.